Greetings, we present to you SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
At CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
We are your master overseers, Drew Jacy
and Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far.
Join us as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
We'll be right back.
Welcome, good centuries. That was Drew's computer.
What's up from Drew's computer?
Yes. If you good centuries don't already know, this is the 100th episode of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
100.
For this observational session of the SMK, I guess it's mainly been me almost for all 100 episodes. I actually calculated that, Drew, you've only been on 12% of the show.
That's it, eh?
It'll grow.
Feels like a lifetime.
Yeah.
It's been a wonderful 12%.
Yeah, definitely. For this show, I wanted to reminisce and go back on important milestones of the show, having started, or actually I'm going to bring over, probably it hasn't had a proper introduction, but I have here, I call it my musical Bible. It's like just a notebook where I write all of the musical selections that I've ever played on the SMK, and it's almost filled up, actually. Having done, if you're listening from Syndicate stations, which I should also thank, we should also thank when we get to later in the broadcast, I have been a holiday helper here at CFRU for this 2018 winter holidays.
He's been doing a great job.
Doing lots of more fill-ins, so I'm more, I have been more comfortable talking on air and being free to not be so structured, which is actually what the show started out as. So we just heard the first ever tracks that I played on the SMK. That was Amplifier with Magic Carpet, followed by Black Rainbow off their 2014 album Mystoria, on Rock Osmos, a rock label from, from the UK. And that was for show one. Since the beginning, I've named these shows. So show one was called just the premiere on November 13th, 2016.
How suitable. Suiting, fitting.
I think coming up, another big highlight has been I guess the labels, like the music labels that I've grown to love the music that comes from them. So I want to say special thanks to Cuneiform Records, Rock Osmos, Off Season Records from Vancouver, Trinket Trans from Hamilton, Baffled Octopi Records from Victoria, K-Scope and Inside Out Music, Constellation Records from Montreal, Chichibata Records from Montreal, and Drip Audio from Victoria, I believe, as well. And of course, all self-releasing artists, like that's maybe half of what we play on the SMK. And also the main feature, I guess, for this track coming up is Progressive Gears Records, for me, I've grown a close connection with that label from Ireland, especially with the head of Progressive Gears, Eugene Rogers. I forget how exactly we got in contact, but it was through Sault Ste. Marie Prague band, Machine's Dream, which we'll be listening to a track off them, which I believe is the first track I've played of them, but we're going to play off the official, it was a live, sorry about that. That was some Lunatic Soul there for my ringtone. Okay, here's Jupiter. Sorry. Machine's Dream. We're going to be playing Jupiter off 100 Afternoons EP released in 2016.
You want what you don't have, so you scheme and kill to get it.
Thank you.
That was Dream Aria, which we've had almost the same history with, me and them, since almost the inception of the SMK. Just mere months after I started airing in November 2016, that they contacted me about featuring their proggy goodness from Toronto on the show. So that was Akesha, Fire, Earth, Air, Water, off of their recent album of 2017, On the Other Side. This also brings up, along with the next feature, all of the interviewees and guests who have come onto the show thus far. I guess I'll go in order. Like, the next feature we're going to be playing, the first interview that I have ever done conducting was with Oddsfish, when they were a solo project. That would be Duke Gray, which Drew knows as well.
Yeah, we had him and the Oddsfish gang perform at Silence 46 Essex in Guelph.
So that was this year, but I had met him the year before and did his first radio interview. And then I did not do any radio interviews until this year, which include Guelph's own Skuldick, Niagara Falls James Blonde, local Guelph pianist Catherine Mung, Winnipeg's Apollo Sons, Dominique Bertram of Corridor, Dream Aria, which we just heard. I got to go to their studio apartment to record there. Ostrich Bouquet, which Drew helped coordinate.
Love those boys.
Mm-hmm, yes. And Sandro Perry, which is one of the, like, I guess a really groundbreaking interview, having interviewed such a prolific Canadian artist. And then just recently, which still needs to be produced, Dizzy Mystics from Winnipeg. So I thank all of you for bearing with me with my interview skills. And I guess with Oddsfish, Drew, would that be your first interview experience?
With Ostrich Bouquet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually. It was a first. It was pretty fun, though, because it was nice knowing the guys ahead of time, so I think that took a lot of the pressure off me I could be a little silly and...
Yeah, and then be able to connect and come up with good questions that you would know that they were able to answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So actually now we are going to be listening to Oddsfish off of the self-made album Oddsfish Live on the SMK show. He took the archival CFRU files and made it a free download on his Bandcamp page. So we're going to be listening to A Vacant Walk Through the Conservatory live premiere. And you'll get to hear how nervous I sound at the beginning of this musical work.
Hey.
You are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. Oddsfish is all set with his guitars to perform a couple of his pieces for us on air. These will include complete pieces and amalgamations of multiple pieces, including two premieres that Oddsfish will be playing live for the first time. I will now hand it over to Oddsfish. What will we be hearing first?
The first one is at your request of mentioning it, and I've never played this live, so it's a premiere. It's off the first album from 2007. This one's actually a slightly reworked version of A Vacant Walk Through the Conservatory.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, I'm Duke from Odds Fish. You're listening to the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, coming to you live from the University of Guelph with your hosts, Nicholas Cooper and Drew Jacy. For all your prog needs and all the prog wants, looking inward, outward, beyond, and all around. Coming to you live from the University of Guelph at CFRU. Don't touch that dial because they're going to bring you more sounds to expand your listening spectrum and blow your mind.
We'll be right back.
That was Animatist with their track Face Club off of their album. Nick?
Hmm? No, the album is called Face Club.
Oh, that's my mistake. It says...
Drew joined, it's the way I organize my notes, and we have a script going on, and I, in rushing for this very important show, I mixed up what was being played in... or what the track name and the album name.
I forgive you, and I hope Animatist, you will forgive us.
Yes. So it's the album is Face Club, and we just heard We Did Kill Her Dad, the final track on their debut album. I've actually heard from both Danielle, the saxophonist, and Brent, the guitarist, that they have been working on new material. Hopefully for release in 2019. So I added Animatus to this set because I guess this is pretty much the first Face Club was the first album I played through its entirety, like within the first few months of 2017. Yeah. And coming up now is probably one of the most, was probably the first contemporary Canadian prog band that I discovered when looking for Canadian content for the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, Glass Kites from Vancouver, British Columbia. They had their debut album, self-titled, from 2012, and I was able to get order a CD from them, and that's another album that I've completely played through at least once. And we've still kept in touch because their music is pretty incredible. And I think actually, yeah, just this year they released a music video of one of their newest tracks that will be coming up on their next album. Aiming for 2019, but we'll have to see about that or wait for that. So we'll be listening to Soothsayer from Glass Kites' debut self-titled album.
We'll be right back.
Or that was Micropanic, Montreal electric rock duo. They've been a great, it's been a great partnership with them playing their music and reciprocating with social media posts. And actually that was a cassette that JS, the main guy who of the band, sent over to me, and was, and it's officially like my first ever music album on cassette, at least in a long, long time.
Cassettes are really making their way back now. A lot of local bands I know are getting everything run onto tape, which I think is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's, I guess it's affordable for like independent artists to, if they aren't able to do any other form, physically, that is, cassettes seems to be the way to go.
And it's keeping boomboxes and cassette players out of landfills and, you know, pawn shops and secondhand stores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was actually just recently, show 96, that we, it was Drew's idea, because he has a decent collection of cassettes, to that we played cassettes on the SMK for the very first time.
And they're all local too.
Mm-hmm. From your collection, that is.
Yeah, yeah. Which isn't that big. Like, I know others would laugh at it, but it's all cassettes that I've gathered since moving to Guelph basically 2 years ago. You know, hanging around shows and meeting people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we heard the beginning off of Micropanic's recent I guess it's a compilation album, Early Days and Demos, based on works and ideas that JS came up with before he brought on his partner in crime, the drummer JC. And more, that's more electronica rather than electronic rock. Finishing off this hour, I guess it really left an impression on me. One day, I believe in late spring or mid 2017, I was doing my show. Someone came knocking at the door and invited them in, and that was Mary Carroll, also known as Luyos MC. I got to find out that she was a Philippines Kulintang artist, a multimedia artist, and she told me about the kind of music she created, sent me to her social medias, and since then I've been playing her music. Having done the SMK almost for mainly myself, I still call it my show, but I really have to break that habit, because I know, yeah, Drew seems so depressed, or he seems so left out.
No, not at all. I still consider it your show, because you're the one that birthed it. I'm just a scraggler.
Well, to catch up on. So finishing off this hour, we're going to be playing a most recent Luyos MC work. It's a collaboration album just released. You can find it on Bandcamp. It's called Para Ki Boe Betting. It includes collaborations with David Nadeau and Jim Benbow. But this is just Luyos MC's a solo track, a rendition of an Eagle's Flight, Surone V, ending off this first hour of the centennial show of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
eagle's flight. The villages and slopes around Mount Apple, to Vancouver and chilling winds of Toronto, I fly to the unknown promise of a future, to the path I have not known before. Thousands of miles away from home, I came to the fellow Filipinos' open doors. Within I found fireplaces in their hearts that kept me warm in this cold land. Amidst chaos, homeland is still a paradise. Amidst poverty, we did share time and love. Amidst war, we care for our tribes.
Like an eagle, I will recover from wounded soul and memory.